In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is really out of place this morning. I don't mean the way he likens the Canaanites to little dogs. I mean, he's literally, physically, way out of place. Jesus is from Nazareth. Nazareth is in the North Country. Think of it this way. If Jerusalem were Boston, then Nazareth would be like Berlin, New Hampshire. But Tyre and Sidon, that's even further north. And Tyre and Sidon are actually rather cosmopolitan places. Tyre and Sidon are among the great cities of the empire, the ancient home of the Phoenicians. They are manufacturers and importers. They produce purple dye that is in high demand throughout the empire. The famous cedars of Lebanon are grown and cultivated and exported there. The famous shekel of Tyre was a unit of currency highly valued by the Romans and used throughout the occupied territories. The region of Tyre and Sidon is a center of high fashion and industry and finance. So if Jerusalem is like Boston and Nazareth is like Berlin, New Hampshire, then Tyre and Sidon, they're like Montreal. Jesus and his disciples could not be further out of place. So when Jesus says that his mission is to the lost sheep of Boston, why in the world would he make Montreal his destination? And then, in that way out place, a woman pleads with Jesus to heal her daughter. She's female, she's pagan, and she speaks Greek, not the Aramaic that Jesus speaks. Clearly not one of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But despite this, she gets it. She knows who Jesus is. More than the experts in Jerusalem, more than the crowds who follow him, more even than Christ's own disciples. And Jesus knows that she knows. It's this beautiful moment of mutual recognition. The pagan from Phoenicia sees God's Messiah and rejoices. Christ sees someone with scripture written on her heart and winks. It's really a moment of breathtaking irony in the Gospels. "I didn't come for you," claims Jesus, though there he is, in Tyre and Sidon, as far away from where he is supposed to be as possible. "But even the little dogs feed from the crumbs that fall from the master's table," responds the Canaanite woman, perhaps with a knowing smile. It's a meeting of minds and a meeting of hearts. She rejoices in his mission to the lost sheep of Israel because she knows that through Israel, salvation will come to all the world. Christ rejoices in the fullness of her understanding. The Canaanite woman gives Jesus hope. Hope that in fact, the cross truly will bring joy into all the world as we sing every Sunday after communion. Today and this week, I will recognize Christ in the faraway places I find myself. It's easy to find Christ here, in this beautiful place of prayer and worship. But Christ is in Tyre and Sidon as well. He greets me in the marketplace, in the hallways and storefronts and offices where we earn a living. He's in palaces of power. He's in shelters and soup kitchens. Christ is everywhere, waiting for that same moment of mutual recognition with you and with me. And of course, not only will I recognize Christ in faraway places, I will be Christ in those faraway places as well. I will be the one who brings hope to others in the name of the gospel. And I will be the one who shares bread from the Master's table with everyone I meet, from Boston to Montreal and beyond. Amen.